Out of tongue. Canto 1, chapter 9, text 37. Fulfilling my desire and sacrificing his own promise, he got down from the chariot, took up its wheel, and ran towards me hurriedly, just as a lion goes to kill an elephant. He even dropped his outer garment on the way. Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The Battle of Kurukshetra was fought on military principles, but at the same time, in a sporting spirit, like a friend's fighting with another friend. Duryodhana criticized Bhismadeva, alleging that he was reluctant to kill Arjuna because of paternal affection. A Kshatriya cannot tolerate insults on the principle of fighting. Bhismadeva therefore promised that the next day he would kill all five Pandavas with special weapons made for the purpose. Duryodhana was satisfied, and he kept the arrows with him to be delivered the next day during the fight. By tricks, Arjuna took the arrows from Duryodhana, and Bhismadeva could understand that this was the trick of the Lord Krishna. So he took a vow that the next day Krishna would have to take up weapons himself, otherwise his friend Arjuna would die. So Krishna told Arjuna, you go tonight and ask Duryodhana for five arrows that he's keeping, that Bhismadeva gave him to kill you and your brothers. How did Krishna know this? He's Paramatma, he's in Super Soul. He's the Super Soul. So, the Kshatriya, code of honor and culture was like this, that during the day they would fight. Fighting at night was not allowed. That's only for cowards that go at night. You have to be able to see your enemy face to face. And retreat is not allowed. Either you win or you die. But at night, everyone would set aside their weapons and feast together. That's real war. In World War I, there's an interesting story of something that happened that was on Christmas night. World War I was a very horrible war because it was always fought in trenches and lines of demarcation. And because, I guess, the Germans and the Allies had sort of like even fight, no one, for years, for several years, they were pinned down in these trenches, and one side would advance a little bit, and then they would be forced to retreat. The other side would advance a little bit, they'd force to retreat. So many people died like that. It was horrendous. And not much changed for several years. It was just beginning to have airplanes that could throw bombs, and they were just beginning to have tanks. So therefore, this type of war was very tedious, very horrible. So it's Christmas night, and on both sides, they're Christians. So the German soldiers in one area where they were basically stuck, they began to sing Christmas carols, like Silent Night and so forth, in German. And on the other side, the British hearing this, British soldiers, they started to sing the same Christmas carols, but in English. And so this went on for a little while, both sides singing Christmas carols and basically glorifying Jesus. And at a certain point, some of the German soldiers, I think they were holding up a white flag, started walking toward the British soldiers in this no man's land where they were killing each other during the day. And they were chanting. And when the British saw this, and at first they thought it might be some trick, but then they saw that they were not armed. Some of them started walking toward the German soldiers, of course, without guns, and just singing Christmas carols. And they sort of met each other. And they sat down And then more soldiers came from both sides. And they were all singing Christmas carols. And then they started to share gifts and food. So when daylight came, I mean, they both returned. And the British soldiers and the German soldiers were ready to stop fighting and just, you know, try and stop the war. When the commanders of the British heard what went on the night before, they sent their lieutenants or captains or whatever, and they forced the British soldiers to fire on the Germans. And then the Germans had to fire on the British, and then it all started again. But the soldiers themselves were ready to stop the war because they're both Christians, both sides are Christian, both sides were glorifying Jesus, and they realized, you know, what's this fighting for? You know, it's crazy, right? So the Kshatriyas would do this, but this was part of their culture, that you could go and sit down with your enemy at night. So when Arjuna went to see Duryodhana, Duryodhana said, "Oh, Arjuna, I'm so happy to see you. Please come in. Let's have dinner together. Did you come here to stop the war? I'm ready to stop the war. I'll give you anything you want." So Arjuna said, "No, I don't want to stop the war, but I might ask you for something." So they sat down, they had some food together, and they were talking, you know, very peacefully. And at one point, Arjuna asked him for the 5 arrows he had, and Duryodhana was shocked. But he had promised to give him something. So he gave it to Arjuna. Arjuna went back. So Bhismadeva here, it's saying Bhismadeva realized that this was Krishna's plan. Bhismadeva could understand that this was the trick of Lord Krishna. So he took a vow that the next day Krishna would have to take up weapons himself. Otherwise his friend Arjuna would die. In other words, he's going to force Krishna to break his promise. In the next day's fighting, Bhismadeva fought so violently that both Arjuna and Krishna were in trouble. Arjuna was almost defeated. The situation was so tense that he was about to be killed by Bhismadeva the very next moment. At that time, Lord Krishna wanted to please his devotee. Why? Because his name is Bhaktavatsala, who is very affectionate to his devotees. Bhisma, by keeping... He wanted to please his devotee, Bhisma, by keeping Bhisma's promise, which was more important than his own. Seemingly, he broke his own promise. He promised before so Bhisma's promise that, you know, Krishna promised that he would not fight, right? And Bhisma accepted Krishna on the basis that he would not fight. Seemingly, he broke his own promise. He promised before the beginning of battle Kurukshetra that he would remain without weapons and would not use his strength for either of the parties. But to protect Arjuna, he got down from the chariot, took up the wheel of the chariot, and hurriedly rushed at Bhismadeva in an angry mood as a lion goes to kill an elephant. He dropped his covering cloth on the way, and out of great anger, he did not know that he dropped it. Bhismadeva at once gave up his weapons and stood to be killed by Krishna, his beloved Lord. The fighting of the day was thus ended at that very moment, because as soon as nighttime comes, they stop fighting. And Arjuna was saved. Of course, there was no possibility of Arjuna's death because the Lord himself was on the chariot. But because Bhismadeva wanted to see Lord Krishna take up weapons to save his friend, the Lord created the situation, making Arjuna's death imminent. He stood before Bhismadeva to show him that his promise was fulfilled and that he had taken up the wheel. In other words, Bhismadeva promised that he's going to force Krishna to break his promise, that he would not fight. And why? just to show that Krishna is Bhakta Vatsal. He has love for his devotee, and he's even willing to break his own promise to save his devotee. So this is a very significant pastime of the Lord. Therefore, when Arjuna tells Krishna, declare it boldly, my Lord, that my devotee will never perish, as in the ninth chapter. And Kuntiya Pratijanihi Nami Bhakta Pranasyati. So that promise that the Lord made, it's even at the expense of breaking his own promise. That's how much he loves his devotee. So this is the ninth chapter, and it is verse number what? Shripam bhavati dharmatma satsva chantim nigachati koteya pratijanihi nami bhakta pranashati. It's verse number 931. He quickly becomes righteous and attains peace. O son of Kunti, declare it boldly that my devotee never perishes. Now, Prabhupada remarks about this verse. Why doesn't Krishna say that his devotee will never perish? No. He asks Arjuna to say it, because Krishna sometimes will break his promise. But the devotee will never break the promise. And why would Krishna break his promise? Not because he's a liar, only because out of love for his devotee, as Bhakta Vatsal. So Prabhupada says, this should not be misunderstood. In the seventh chapter, the Lord says that one who is engaged in mischievous activities cannot become a devotee of the Lord. One who is not a devotee of the Lord has no good qualifications whatsoever. The question remains then, how can a person engaged in abominable activities, either by accident or by intention, be a pure devotee? This question may justly be raised. The miscreants, as stated in the seventh chapter, who never come to the devotional service of the Lord, have no good qualifications, as is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Generally, a devotee who is engaged in the nine kinds of devotional activities is engaged in the process of cleansing all material contamination from the heart. He puts the Supreme Personality of Godhead within his heart. And all sinful contaminations are naturally washed away. Continuous thinking of the Supreme Lord makes him pure by nature. According to the Vedas, there is a certain regulation that if one falls down from his exalted position, he has to undergo certain ritualistic processes to purify himself. But here, there is no such condition, because the purifying process is already there in the heart of the devotee, due to his remembering the Supreme Personality of Godhead constantly. Therefore, the chanting of Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, should be continued without stoppage. This will protect the devotee from all accidental fall downs. He will thus remain perpetually free from all material contaminations. So, as it says, Nigama Kalpaturu Galitam Phalam Sukumakad Amrita Drabhya Samyutam. So, the devotee, first verse, the devotee, it says that devotee, he establishes the Lord within his heart. The Lord is already there, but the devotee becomes conscious of the existence of the Lord in the heart as Paramatma. And therefore, by chanting Hare Krishna, he's connecting to the Lord directly. So, therefore, he becomes purified by this chanting. Under no circumstance, no matter what happens, should we ever stop chanting. So it says, I therefore meditate upon him, Lord Sri Krishna, who is eternally existent in transcendental abode, which is forever free from the illusory representations of the material world. Then, in the verse, Nigama Kalpataru Galitam Phalam, or Dharma Projita, let me see, as soon as one attentively and submissively hears the message of Bhagavatam, by this cultural knowledge, the Supreme Lord is established within his heart. Well, he's there already, but the devotee is not aware of it. But now, because he attentively and submissively hears the message of Bhagavatam, he becomes aware of the Lord's presence in his heart, and he connects to the Lord by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And therefore, Krishna tells Arjuna, just tell everyone that my devotee will never perish because my devotee is always fixing their mind on me and are aware of his presence in the heart. Ogoris de Srila Prabhupada. Are there any questions? Yeah, the significance is that Krishna was very, let's say, preoccupied with saving Arjuna's life. And he didn't care for whether his cloth was on his body or not. Normally, if you drop your cloth, you pick it up right away. But he was so anxious and concerned for Arjuna's safety that he didn't pay attention to it. So it's very significant. It shows to what degree of intensity he loves his devotee and is willing to do anything to save the devotee. It's like you, if your child was in a house burning, and as you're running into the house, you lose your hat. Would you stop to pick up your hat? Of course, you don't have a hat, but would you stop to pick up your hat? No. You'd be so concerned about the child, you say, who cares about my hat? I don't care. Even though your hat might be worth $150. Yeah. Haribol. John. So today's an auspicious day. We're going to do the Vishwaksena Puja, establishing the deity of Krishna at the base of the Bellevue building. Yeah. Oh, and also it's a Vaitacharya's appearance day, so it's very auspicious today. Adipo. And there's your hat, right? Huh? 150? I think it's about 150 cents, you know. That's okay, it's still 150. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama,